Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Yes, this is Tom Vakurovich in Rapid City, South Dakota. And I got a little flyer that you folks sent out for up to $250,000. Well, I can't use that much, but I could use about $50,000.
Okay.
And what do I do?
Okay, give me one second here. Let me get to the proper page where I can help you.
I never heard of your bank before. Where are you located?
No. We're in Southern California.
Okay. I thought
our headquarters is in San Diego.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, our headquarters are in San Diego. I'm actually in Orange County.
Oh, yeah, okay. I went to school out there years ago at Long Beach City College. And
okay.
Got to go out to Orange County area quite a bit because of West. What was the name of that thing? Some kind of a picnic park area, anyway. All the conservative politicians would always go out to Orange County to talk.
I see.
Well, you let me know what you need to know.
Absolutely. So there's a 16-digit reservation code on that form. Do you see it?
Yes, uh-huh. It's, just a sec here. It's 2411. 4001 0051 6776.
Okay. Tom Vakurovich, is that how you pronounce
yes.
it?
Yes.
All righty.
And if I was lucky enough to get one of your loans, I'd like to pay it every month.
Well, what type of, are you looking to purchase equipment? Are you looking for cash? What exactly, what are kind of the use of funds here?
Cash, and then we would use it to pay on some bills and so forth. We're a little real estate office. There are three people in my office. I'm president, and then I have a secretary, and I have a bookkeeper that work part-time. And we rent out homes. And used to have a real good credit rating up until about 3 years ago. And then I have a son that graduated from college, and he got some money to invest, and he didn't do well at all. He put it in some farm property, and then they were going to subdivide the little farm area out. And so he ran into problems, and I assumed his obligations. And so that has dropped my credit rating down from, 750, 780, down to the 500, 600 range. But you'll be paid.
Oh, no, that's no good. Yeah, well, again, the good thing about this program is that the credit score isn't a large factor. You know, as long as there hasn't been a recent bankruptcy or there's nothing major pending that makes it hard for you to do your job, we base most of our approvals off of other factors.
Well, okay. Well, that would be good. Yeah, we're rather conservative. In fact, in the Dakota, it's quite conservative as to, you know, you borrow some money, it's paid back, and you know how you're going to pay it and so on. In our case, it would be a little slower payment than a lot, but it's as soon as rents come in, and they're supposed to be all in by the 5th of the month, but there are still a half a dozen that come in on the 12th or 15th or whatever. But at least it pretty much comes in every month.
Okay. Now, for the cash loans, well, first of all, what would you say your average bank deposits look like over, say, the last 6 months or so?
It's about 11,000 a month.
Okay. Sounds good. So for the cash program, because it's unsecured money, there's no collateral behind it. We wouldn't be able to do a monthly payment, but we can do a weekly payment. So it would just come out automatically every Friday, typically every Friday.
Gonna see how much is
And
that.
again, we deposit the
That
money
would
into your
depend
account,
on
and
how
you
much
can do that
you
as you wish.
borrowed and the interest rate, sure.
Exactly. Exactly. So we'll know more, once we have it approved. But I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up because you had mentioned, that you wanted to do the monthly payment. But
Well, we could
the
certainly
monthly
do
we
a
can do if we're looking for
weekly
equipment or
payment.
collateralized. But
Yeah, the monthly payments are a little bit easier, believe it or not, for us than a weekly payment, because if the rents or other notes haven't come in on that particular week, then we still get stuck paying a payment. And I don't like to pay anything late if at all possible, see. But well, once a
sure.
week we can set some money aside. That's no problem.
Okay. Now the 605-343-0820, is that a good number for you?
Yes, That's my office number.
Okay. And then what is the best email address for you?
Box 170, Rapid City, South Dakota, and then the zip code is 57709.
No. Email.
Oh, TVU12@MSN.com.
Okay, and are you in front of the computer now?
Yes.
Okay, I am going to send you an email right now, which will have a form for you to fill out. It will also have all of my contact information and then just a couple more items that we'll need for the approval. Have you filed your 2015 tax return yet?
2015. I think they just got an extension on that. I'm not sure. I
That's
can check
fine.
on it.
No, that's fine. I mean, most companies have, they file extensions now. So
Well, see,
the reason I'm
our
asking is because
fiscal
I can
year
take a
runs
14.
from, yeah, our fiscal year runs from July to July, see. So I'm not quite sure if that part has been completely finished. I don't know. I'll have to just check and see. We can always do that very quickly for you.
Okay. So what I'll do, I'm sending you the email right now. So if your 15 is done, go ahead and send that. If not, just go ahead and send the 14. That's fine.
Okay, yeah, 14 should be already done, I believe. I'm sure it is. It hasn't arrived yet.
No, it's still, I think because of the attachment, but it should be there
Oh,
here in the next minute
okay.
or so.
Okay, that's fine, sir. We'll look at it, and if we can get it all filled out, we'll fill it out and send her back to you.
Sounds like a plan. And like I said, my contact information is there. So if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call.
I'll give you a call. I probably have some, I'm sure. Thank you very much.
You got it. You have a great day.